AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. Resigned. The McKinney, California police officer caught on video slamming a bikini-clad teen to the ground and pulling his gun on other black teens who'd been attending a pool party. Police Chief Greg Connolly says an internal investigation into Officer Eric Casebolt's actions has been dropped, but a criminal investigation continues.
Any part of a criminal investigation regarding anyone will take a matter of time for us to work through all those allegations and those people who have come forward to us to complain.
Reports of two men walking along a road brought hundreds of law enforcement officers to a small town in the Adirondack foothills for a sweep that seemingly turned up no signs of two killers who escaped from prison. Willsboro Town Supervisor Sean Gilliland has been urging residents not to panic.
I've gotten calls from a number of people who are a bit worried, but the advice is just to remain calm and just carry on normally.
New York State Police say leads continue to be generated and there will be an increased police presence in the area. New York City's Health Department wants all chain restaurants to warn customers about products high in salt. It's proposing that all chain restaurants add a salt shaker-like symbol on menus next to products that contain more than the recommended daily limit. San Francisco supervisors have approved including a health warning on ads for sugary sodas and some other drinks, saying such beverages contribute to obesity and diabetes. But Roger Salazar with CalBev, which represents the state beverage industry, says his organization might sue.
These types of policies are wrong-headed. They don't do anything to improve public health. And all they do is single out an industry when clearly the problems with diet and nutrition in this country are much more complex.
Game 3 of the NBA playoffs went to the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is AP Radio News. The Obama administration says it's closer to setting up a plan to improve training for Iraqi security forces. Correspondent Violet Ikonomova reports.
The plan may involve setting up new training camps in Anbar province, and U.S. officials say the training could require up to 1,000 more U.S. troops. No final decisions have been made, but officials familiar with the planning talks say U.S. forces likely will not be put any closer to the front lines.
Despite a wet spring over much of the nation, the Obama administration is warning of potentially catastrophic wildfires this summer, especially in the Southwest and Northwest.
Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell says Southern Arizona and drought-stricken California are especially vulnerable to large, costly fires. He says Washington State, Oregon, and parts of Idaho and Montana will face increasing fire danger later this summer.
AP correspondent Carlana Bradley. I'm Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.